do it, I can do it also, because we was playing the whole year, whole life together, and I won also against them. So yeah, I think that was also one of the points where I decided to practice more.
So what really clicked for you? Because you're kind of like, you know, in the media they say, wow, she came out of nowhere. But a person like me, I watch Die Hard fan, you know. And so I saw you, you know, slowly coming. Then you made the breakthrough at, you know, in the semifinal of the U.S. Open. At what point did you realize in yourself and say, I belong as a top player?
I think after the U.S. Open. I think before the U.S. Open, I don't know, I was in the tournament and I just played the matches and not thinking about nothing, just go out having fun, and I reached the semis, and it was amazing for me because I was coming from nowhere and nobody expected this. And after the US Open, I just realized that I can beat the top players and I can play very good and win also against them. So yeah, after that I realized that I can do this.
Do you feel any, like, I wouldn't say tension, but any kind of like the energy in the, like, when you are in the locker room or you're getting ready to go on court, do you feel like the energy is different from the players now when they see that they have to play you and they're like a little like, oh god, I have to play Angelique Kerber now?
I think so, and I hope. I hope. Yeah, I think the energy is a little bit different than last year, because everybody knows that I play very good right now, and I think there is, yeah, the energy change.
is that fun actually, or is that stressful to think that?
I think it's both. It's actually, it's funny because it's coming so fast, everything. Now last year I was 90 or something, and now I'm 7 in the world, so it's changed everything so fast. And but it's also a nice feeling to do and to play so well, and to feel that the other players watching now on you a little bit different.
You're solid on all surfaces, but do you have a preference on what surface you like to play on and why?
I like grass and also hard court.
Okay.
So
when you're 90 in the world, you can kind of walk around in the States or Canada and people don't know who you are. Now that you're in the top, do you notice fans if you're at a restaurant or somewhere, they're maybe recognizing you a little bit more now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I go out and the people recognize me right now more than more. But I mean, I like it and I enjoy it. I mean, the fans are very nice here and also around the world. So I think that's why we do this, because the fans watching you and playing then also tennis more and more, and also in Germany right now. So I mean, it's a good feeling.
Have you gotten any endorsements recently from German companies as a result of your success?
Actually, no.
No?
No.
They'll be coming.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yes, they will.
I know.
You've been playing a lot of matches, obviously, this year, more so than you know, probably years combined. Physically, how are you holding up as you come back to New York?
Yeah, for sure. I feel the matches, and I feel that I play so many matches this year, but I take my breaks after the tournament. I make like 2-3 days a little bit not so strong, like just hit once or go just running and do then something else, not thinking about tennis. And I think that's very helpful for me to be ready also for the next tournaments then.
Right. Who travels with you? Coaches, physio?
Yes, my
friends.
Coach is coming with me all the time, and sometimes my mom, she will come to New York, and